My fellow hunters, this is Ferocious Shive, and this is another episode of Satoshi Treasure Hunters, and happy Clue Day! Yay! These clues are, you know, these keys are dropping much more rapidly than they have in the past. And this particular clue is a way different, because this clue has a bounty attached to it. It's called the Zero Knowledge Key, and it has a bounty of $70,000 attached to it. So, let's get into this clue. Okay, so as you can see here, as far as the clue updates go, you know, the Earth Key, the Aesop, not Aesop, but the Abun Key, still not found. Business Card Key, the First Artor Key, still out there. The Cult Keys, we won't know to the end of the month who's going to receive that key. And then the Nirvana Key, which we already did a clue day for, that key, we won't know who's going to be the winner of that key until sometime the end of this week. So those are like time sensitive, if you will, keys. Now you can still find the Room Key. There has been some questions of whether or not there's been a sabotage. You know, the time differential and getting somebody out to the location. There hasn't yet been a response back from the game makers if there has in fact been sabotage. But a few different groups have sent, you know, sent people out there, and they haven't been able to ascertain the clue. So you have that going on. And then, of course, the Global Key has been found. And when I do the update, there's a little bit of information on that as well. When I do the update about the Nirvana Key and the Global Key and possibly this key as well. So we have a bunch of different types of keys out there. We have, you know, a geolocation key. We have kind of a, you know, a marketing key going on with a clue key. Two, you know, seems to be pretty difficult cryptographic keys, the Earth Key and the Abun Key. And then, of course, there's the social network key, which is the business card key. And then there's the art tour key, which I don't think this is going to be a key that's going to end up being solved. So let's get into the zero knowledge key. So the clue is, don't be so snarky. So three keys and an additional $70,000 will be awarded to the hunters who solve the puzzle. So now, this key is going to be a key that's going to have multiple keys attached to it. Much like the hunter key was supposed to be that, but the two field agents weren't found. So those two keys went into the vault. I think they were going to, we should expect more keys similar to this. And it's something that many game players have been asking for is, you know, if this is supposed to be something that's going to take a year with the way or the rate that the clues were dropping, you know, we had some people calculating 5 years, 10 years, even the game makers insist that it's going to be only 1 year, that some of these keys are going to have multiple keys attached to it. So, three keys and an additional $70,000 will be awarded to hunters who solve the puzzle. I think they added the additional part because they do have a mini hunt that's supposed to launch next week in Taipei. And so people are wondering, when it comes to these mini hunts, is that money being pulled from the prize pool? And the game makers have said, you know, multiple occasions, from the first one in New York, which was $500, the Taipei one, which is $1,000, and this one is not being pulled from the prize pool. These are separate mini hunts that they're having, different prize money, to kind of get people excited, kind of gaming the works, if you will, get people motivated and knowing that, you know, yes, the ultimate prize is, you know, $1 million in BTC, but you can also win these different prizes, or in this case, monetary value at this time. I wonder if eventually there'll be actually like physical prizes or some kind of object that an individual can win that could play a part in the game besides just a key, if you will. You know, if you look at the business cards that they have shown, they look fantastic. I mean, that's an object I personally would like to have, just for my personal collection, if you will. But, you know, stuff like that, like there's a physical item that, yes, it'll eventually, you know, when you get all 18 cards, I believe is the number, you'll be able to unlock a key. You know, that's, you know, that's, you know, it's still a physical commodity that you could probably keep on hand, and it's pretty neat and beautiful, displayed as an artwork, if you will. So, let's get into this puzzle, if you will. Okay, so I had so many thoughts when I saw this clue. First, very blue. But before I go kind of looking at this clue for you, I do want to say that I did scan the QR code, and it links to this site. It's called coinlist.io. Build Coda. It's Coda and Decrypt the Snark Challenge, a global competition to speed up the Snark provider. I'll talk a little bit about Snarks. So ever since pretty much when Zcash was announced, it's among a bunch of different things that were kind of permeating within the Bitcoin community, you know, from Taproot to Lightning Network, when Mimblewimble dropped, zero proof knowledge has been something that's been kind of talked about within the Bitcoin community and the cryptocurrency in general, as far as implementing it within the blockchain or implementing it in some fashion to enhance different cryptocurrency projects. And I've been personally trying to understand it for years now. I get the baseline understanding, but when it comes to actually like the cryptographic or the maths, if you will, it's for me. So I will try to simplify explaining Snarks the best I can. But for now, this is what the challenge is. This is what the QR code leads you to. And I will have a link in the show notes to, I think, you know, the Wikipedia and two of the best descriptors, you know, I have read when it comes to, and it's been pretty consistent. I mean, that's why they're in the top of the Google feed of what a ZK Snarks is. So you have that. And then you have like the length. So let's kind of, so you have the length here, 509046, timestamp 2019-03-100, so is January, March. March 1st, 2019 is when this was done. Time was, I guess you could say, midnight 46. I'm not sure what this is, so I'm assuming that this is perhaps the price is in Zcash. Maybe 0.055000C. I'm not positive of what that is. I was trying to figure out. I could not. So you have the Coda protocol, kind of like just like a void watermark in here. You have these little boxes. You have this right here that was just really super crazy. I'm going to enhance it a little bit. Enhance. 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 Oh, come on. It's not that. Enhance. 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 I'm sure this is not what it is, but it kind of reminded me of floor plans, or like when you are playing like some of the old school video games when they were first coming out and making maps. You had the line and they showed you the overall map, and you had like these additional spaces, if you will. So you had to come down, like normally it's like this like really straight path and then a couple breakaways. That's what this reminds me of. I'm sure that's not what that is at all. And then you have these numbers, and I don't know why. I think it has to do with fractions. But it kind of reminded me of biology and even chemistry to some extent, where you're doing like linkages for protons and neutrons for chemistry, making the chemical reaction or charting out an atom. I think that's what it was. And biology just, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of DNA chains, if you will, but instead of letters, you have numbers. And then I was also thinking of that ASIC thing that goes around Twitter, where you have like the hands go like this, or you have the guy and it has like the little box with a smiley face, that imaging came and popped up in my head. This swirl, so we're going to have to unenhance. You never hear that. You always hear enhance, but never unenhance. So this swirl, I don't know, reminded me of the ocean and stuff like that. Labs established 2018, San Francisco, California, 01. I kind of tried to look that up, wasn't really finding much of anything consistent. Stay hash, QBT, so you have the numbers here. It looks like you have another QR code here. You have a ZK snark, which I'm assuming is, yeah, it's the key and possible address here. And then you have the geo shape. And it reminded me of this toy that I had as a child, where it was like this pin thing, and you could make these geo shapes within the toy itself. It's a vague notion, but I distinctly recall making a bunch of these shapes, like in the sixth and seventh grade, with all these different colors. And then you have these very like dotted stuff going on back here that's either like art deco or microbes, like kind of weird, but at the same time it remind, oh, and the waves, this is a wave like ocean, but I also was thinking of audio waves. This could be a piece of an audio wave under like a spectrogram, if you will. But yeah, the dots kind of reminded me of that, and I tried Googling it. So if you know the answer, please tell me what the answer to this particular math problem. But I recall, all as a child, you would have to go up to the board, you had to put a dot. Then the next student would come up to the board and put a dot. And then another student would put another dot. And you kept putting these dots on the whiteboard. With the marker, with a nice smelly marker, and you just dots, and everyone in the class had to put these dots, and then the teacher made us do it again, and we just kept putting these dots, and then the teacher would put these dots, and we did that for like, I think about like five minutes, nothing longer than that, because we were, you know, kids. If you go any longer than that, then it's an epic fail, if you will. And then there are some kids just, you know, when they're going like the second or third time. I wasn't a very big class. I think there was like maybe 22 of us. They started just going all over the whiteboard. Just like, yeah, anywhere in the whiteboard. And people were just going up and down and trying to make a shape. And then the math teacher's like, okay, so we have all these random dots. But what if I tell you this is not randomness? That eventually, no matter what you do, how you place the dots, you're going to get this shape. And it was like this triangle of like dots at the top and then a space and then dots on the bottom. And this is the math equation that verifies that no matter what the randomness is with your dots, you're going to get this shape. And I, for the life of me, I honestly cannot remember what the equation is. I just remember the activity of going and placing the dot and the dot and the next dot and just watching everyone put dots on. It was just a kind of fun, easy thing, and then having to learn a new equation. As you can tell, math was not my strong suit. So you have this, and this shape also kind of reminds me of a snake as well. So this is the puzzle. This is the puzzle that if people can solve, you can earn $70,000. And I'm assuming possibly Zcash or Bitcoin. I'm assuming it's Bitcoin because it's a very kind of heavily Bitcoin-centric community. And I think a couple things are going to happen. One, I think this puzzle is going to be very challenging. Two, some of the community are just not going to be able to participate at the level that's necessary to solve it. But three, it'd be interesting to see how the clans handle this, because this is the first prize, really, where there's a large amount of money, and how they're going to divvy up, you know, the funds of the contributions that people have. And it'll be interesting to see how they handle that, how they make it equitable and fair, what they expect for the level of contribution for the particular prize, for the particular solution. And I think it will be a marker of just how the nature of the particular clan, how it gels, will be, I think, a bit of an indicator of how the $1 million prize could easily be distributed. Give a man a mask and he shows you your true nature, I guess. Put a pile of money on the table and you'll see the true nature of a person, I guess. So it'll be interesting to see how the different public clans, which you can see the communication, how the unofficial telegram, where you have just different random people from different clans, unaffiliated, affiliated, all over the place, talk about the prize pool and the prize money and the distribution and the solutions. And then again, you have a might have a private clan out there that solves it, and then we might find out they're not so private when people get their feelings hurt, or whether legitimately or not so legitimately, don't receive the amount they think they should have received from the prize pool. So this is going to be a really, you know, an interesting social dynamic group thing going on here with this particular prize. And I'm kind of glad that this is early, because I think it will shake out and either strengthen clans, strengthen connections, groups, and really figure out like where people stand and where they are when it comes towards, you know, the end goal of the prize. You're here for the fun of it, you're here for the laughs, you don't really care about the money, or you do care about the money, and this is how it should be distributed. These things being brought up with this amount. I don't think, you know, the mini prize, which was solved by somebody in New York for $500, or the Taipei prize with $1,000. I don't think with $1,000, believe it or not, even though it's still a tremendous amount of money, especially globally, since it's a global game, and the price amount is in Bitcoin, and it could easily go up in value. I don't think that, believe it or not, will cause too much in fighting. But then again, I'm coming from a privilege of my economic status, but also, you know, from being in the States, that whole privilege in itself. This 70 grand, I do think that is going to be interesting how that breaks down. We are going to talk about Z Snarks and exactly what they are. And then, yeah. So I'm going to give my best attempt at it. So ZK Snarks, I am going to read a descriptor and then give you the best EL5 descriptions I have found on the subject. And mind you, people have asked this question, and in some of the questions when it's brought up weren't quite answered, but this is the best two I've found explaining what ZK Snarks are. It's just one of those high concept things that it seems like magic, but it's not magic. It's just a very high level of math that you have to have spent some time studying cryptography and mathematics, and just really thinking about the whole process of cryptography, computing, and mathematics in general, in order really to fully understand it. And that might explain the reason why there hasn't really been a very good simple explanation to give to the lay people, because the people that do understand it are so highly specialized, and they're able to explain it in their specialized language, but for them to distill it to a layman person, they just have that, there's a very big gap of knowledge for them to be able to do that. So I'm going to do my best. And I don't believe it's going to confuse people, because I've explained this to a couple different people in the past. So, all right, let's get on to it. So this comes off of the Zcash website. There's a whole thing below. I'm just going to read the first four or five paragraphs here. So what are ZK Snarks? Zcash is the first widespread application of ZK Snarks, a novel form of zero-knowledge cryptography. So, the strong privacy guarantee of Zcash is derived from the fact that the shield transactions Zcash can be fully encrypted on the blockchain, and yet still be verified and valid under the network consensus. So, that's just about Zcash. So, the acronym of ZK Snarks, yes, it's actually an acronym. It is Zero Knowledge Succinct Non-Interactive Argument of Knowledge, and refers to a proof of constructs which can, one, prove possession of certain information, i.e. a secret key, without revealing that information and without interaction between the provider and the verifier. So, it's a methodology of determining that a secret key exists without two other people really even conversating or communicating with one another to prove that a secret key exists. So there's that. And then this explanation from the Ethereum blog is by Kristen Reitzer. Is the possibility these SARCs are impressive. You can verify the correctness of computations without having to execute them, and you will not even learn what are executed, just that it was done correctly. So it's basically like, you know, trust me, it works. And then he goes down and kind of breaks down the mathematical process for the rest of that. So I'm just gonna jump into the ELO5 explanation. So this comes from the Reddit user Kuhutek, and it goes like this. I tell you that I know how to turn lead into gold, and you do invest in my scheme. Cool. There's lots of things made of lead. You can turn it into gold? Great. You don't trust me, and you want to see the full details of the process. I don't trust you, because if I show you, you can just do it yourself. You know, the whole protection of, you know, intellectual property is all based on that concept. It would be nice if I could somehow prove my scheme works without giving you any details. But for a real world process, it isn't possible. However, in some cases, it's possible to do this with mathematical process. Password hashes are a good example. I want a computer to be able to tell whether a password is correct, but I don't want to keep a list of passwords around. Security issues. If you go to Pwned, which is like Pwned My Email, or Have I Been Pwned, it has a list of all the different emails and things out there, all the different hacks that happen, all the information is out there. You have to change all your passwords and go from 8 characters to 13 to 16 and make it random and special numbers. It can get really, and then you have last password manager. It can be very hectic for some people. The computer has to be able to know if the password is valid without knowing what the password is. So this is important, especially if you don't want, for example, Google to know your password, but you just want to get into whatever service you're using, because what happens if Google gets hacked? So that's, you know, a fail mechanism, if you will. That's a point of security vulnerability. So the trick is to take a mathematical fingerprint of the password, call it a hash, give that to the computer, and see if it matches the hash it has stored. A simple hash function might be divided by 97 and take the remainder. There are 97 possibilities, 0 through 96. And knowing one tells you almost nothing about the password, and there's only about 1% chance of a random guess being right. With the real hash functions, there are billions of trillions of possibilities, making any like a guess almost impossible. So by taking this hash function, it's basically saying this is a valid method. The computer checks to make sure against this information of being a valid method and says, yes, it is, without actually revealing the password. So they don't know the password. I haven't revealed the password. You do this specialized mathematical equation to verify the little tiny bit of information you did provide without actually revealing the full information. And that is where the trust mechanism goes in. Yes, that is done. So the other one is down here called W.R. Sanders. And I also have a link to this paper. The canonical explanation is this fine paper by Jean Moose Quisquarter. It says, I make a claim, and you want proof that my claim is true. But I don't want to share the algorithm that I use to perform the operation or the data the algorithm used. I need to prove I can satisfy the claim without coming any closer to understanding how I do it. It's like a magic trick. I don't want you to know how I saw the woman in half. I just want you to see I saw the woman in half. So going back up to the above about the lead to gold, I just show you the gold. And you have to see the proof that the gold exists in terms of the fact that every time I'm providing gold, it is coming from lead because you have the gold. So obviously I don't have a gold mine. It's not possible. But obviously I have enough lead to be using a specialized method to bring you gold. It's a very different scheme than most math proofs. It's very true when it comes to ZK snarks. Most math proofs work by explaining the algorithm and showing that each step is doable. So, you know, 1 plus x equals 3. And then you go through the whole process of explaining x, what x is. And that's pretty much all the mathematical problems out there. Like, E equals EMC squared. You're explaining what the algorithm is and the results are and why you're getting the results. ZK snarks, that's not it. It's a whole completely different beast that can literally melt your brain trying to understand it. So that's my best explanation. I'm pretty sure it's going to have something to do with the clue that was dropped. It's going to be fun and interesting to see the different methodologies are used to make the solution and what exactly individuals need to do to order to solve this. I'm sure every component is being broken down from the QR code to the different wavy lines to the geo shapes to this right here and even the ZK snark here, which I'm thinking is probably the public address. Sorry about that. So that's it. Happy Clue Day. This is very different. I'm liking the variety of different clues that are being dropped for the different keys. I like the increased frequency and the different nature of them. We're not waiting for solutions for another clue to drop. There's different clues out there for people to work on. If this is not up their game, they can work on the geolocation from, you know, the India one to the room to working on the cult key to try and still figure out the earth in the bone key, trying to get business cards, you know, using your social network to figuring out the art tour key and figuring out what was missed and if it's possible to even solve it. So that is it for this particular clue day. I am Hiroshi Shine. This is Soshi's Treasure Hunters, and on with the hunt.